This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good weekend for the Gardos. You pick up the series win, and yesterday, Gavin Williams, I didn't know it was going to be early on, JP, because there were a couple missed pitches, and I was like, oh, it's going to be one of those days. He turned in a hell of a performance last night.
Yeah, what's funny is actually I listened to, I don't like calling him Voter. Do you like calling him Voter?
Voter.
Yeah, everyone does it.
Why don't you like it? He wins every time we do Voter.
Well, no, that's just me hearing Tito, I think, is all that is. I don't know. It's anything more than that.
Bad memories of the guy that took you to a World Series a decade ago?
No, it's not. It's not anything that way. It's like he's not the manager. He's not a guy. If anything, it's giving more runway to Stephen Vogt.
Are you saying doing Tito is hack?
No. Maybe a little. the point is that so we figured out that Vogt, everything's the best he's ever seen. So like 2 weeks ago, Tanner Bibee had that that one outing where he just pitched an absolute gem. And afterwards, what was the response? Vogt was like, that's the best I've ever seen Tanner Bibee pitch.
Yeah.
And there was reasons why. Like, it wasn't like it was just a falling on deaf ears answer. Like, he talked about the different pitches that he was using and how he used six different pitches in that game. And each one of them he threw at least, 10 plus pitches in and was just awesome. But then last night I'm listening to Vogt and I'm like, so what does he have to say about it? He's like, well, that was the very best I've ever seen Gavin Williams pitch. It's like, is every outing the very best you've ever seen?
So what's funny is,
or are we just actually hitting them at their very best?
I think if we go back to not this last start, but the start previously for Gavin, I'm pretty sure he said, that's the best I've ever seen from Gavin.
Is that like, is he just, that's just his go-to? Is every,
I think what he
am
knows
I the only
is,
one picking up on this?
I think what he knows is the very nature of how baseball is covered by a team's beat is that it's just non-confrontational. It's not, like, if you look at the way, like, there's a lot of critical questions that happen for Kevin Stefanski. And in fairness, Kevin just sidesteps him and refuses to answer him.
Yeah.
There are a lot of critical questions that happen with the basketball beat. There really aren't in baseball simply because narratives are so tough to form because it's a nightly basis. I guarantee you that he's just picked up that he can say just about anything. Like, for instance, before the 13 games and 13 day stretch, Voter was like, you know what? They're all big games. You know, it's not a big stretch for us. We're excited to face some of the best teams. Then afterwards, he's like, I mean, we just competed this 13 game stretch. And I mean, what an achievement. And it was like, well, but you said the opposite 2 weeks previously.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, he just knows no one's keeping track.
No one's keeping score, apparently. Or maybe he's just one of those guys that just everything's the best. Everything's awesome. I don't know.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. You tell me if that's good or bad.
I'm trying to think if there's a comp in my head of somebody who, when they tell you about something, it's always the best.
Yeah, nothing, like, nothing coming to the top of your head there?
Nothing. Not off the top of my head.
Not one person, huh?
Not one person.
Not a single person.
Do you have a person?
Geez,
maybe you could say?
I'm flush empty with people.
Yeah, I'm also flush empty. I didn't know flush empty was a thing, but I do now.
I can't think of anybody.
Now, I think the Guardians are on the precipice of having the best problem you can have, in that if you truly ask me, tomorrow we have to win one game, who's going to start? I think it's a legit conversation between Gavin and Tanner, and I don't think it was going into May.
I guess I'd have to look at the lineup, right? Because the splits are so there for Gavin. Versus lefties and righties, he's just extraordinarily dominant.
It's confusing why he's that good against lefties and why he struggled that hard against
lefties. I mean, he's just dominant. Like he's the greatest pitcher you've ever seen if you use just the splits. So I think if we're doing like a fate of the universe type thing, you get to start one for one. Even within that, though, like, so I love what Bybee did and has done over the past couple weeks. I really do think he's turned a nice corner here. I just can't take myself away from Gavin Williams' stuff.
So the struggle here is I think Bybee reminds me of Oral Hershiser, the Bulldog. Because when I watch him pitch, when he doesn't have his best stuff, he battles. When he does have his best stuff, he's unbeatable because he's just, the dude just, like, he's just kind of a little bit insane when it comes to, like, his competitiveness,
yeah,
right?
So he's more, obviously his velocity is higher than Maddox's was, but he's more like Maddox to me in that it just, he doesn't overpower you with anything, and then he's going to have to rely more on being able to locate a pitch than anything.
Fair, but what you said about Gavin's just pure stuff.
It's just pure stuff, and it's so good.
Like, when we have this conversation at the end of the season, if both guys continue on their current trajectories, Gavin's going to blow past Tanner. I think we go by what's happened the first 2 months of the season, 2.5 months of the season. I think the answer should be Tanner. But what's happened the last 4 or 5 weeks has bridged this gap where Gavin's got better strikeout per nine. He does have higher walks per nine. Tanner gives up more home runs. Tanner's got the lower whip. The FIP goes to Tanner Bybee. And so, meaning the higher FIP.
What about the XFIP? That's park adjusted.
It's not here on this stat line that I'm reading from. But Tanner's pitched more innings while making less starts. So, like, oh, by the way, just a titch higher ERA than Gavin does. So statistically, you can spin this conversation in any way you want.
That's the hard part, though, is that so Gavin, when we talk about the stats, Gavin, you can make an argument even last year. There were people that were upset with where his numbers were, even though his numbers were very good when it was all things considered. It's just he has such a high ceiling and he has such high expectations attached to himself that, like, and I would bet there are people within the Guardians that even this year are like, his numbers should be a million times better than what they are right now, even though his numbers are good.
216-474-0092. If you had to win one game right now and could choose between Gavin Williams and Tanner Bybee, who would you take? Are you taking Gavin?
I'm taking Gavin with the understanding that right now is what makes this question really tough. Like, if you ask me 3 years from now, who am I taking, or 2 years from now, I think it's going to be a runaway Gavin Williams.
You might even be able to ask me 2 months from now.
Maybe.
Like, if you look at his growth from 5 weeks ago to where he is now, or certainly coming out of coming out of camp to where he is now, I mean, that was a bolt. Again, like, he had some pitches. There was a curveball in the first inning. I can't remember what the second pitch was in the second inning, but they were ones where it's like he needs that pitch to hit at that point in that at bat, because when he doesn't get that pitch to go, the next pitch always gets him in trouble.
Yeah.
And the next pitch didn't get him in trouble yesterday. And by the way, this isn't like the Angels are a bad team. They have guys that can hurt you. Trout's back. Taylor Ward is legit.
We watched Soler hit a ball to the moon.
How do you say the Shanuel? I can't remember. It's their two hitter. He actually is a good hitter. He's just not a power hitter. That's a decent lineup. It's not a great lineup, but that was a pretty impressive performance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
To me, it's Tanner. Right now, today, it's Tanner because I think he has the mentality of an ace. Honestly, it's like how I used to feel watching CeCe versus Cliff Lee. CeCe had the better stuff. CeCe had the Hall of Fame stuff. If you ever watched CeCe, even as a young guy, I went to his MLB debut. You knew CeCe, if he just stayed healthy and didn't eat himself out of the league, CeCe was going to be perennial all-star, ace-type stuff, right? But if you watched Cliff Lee, when he wasn't fighting his team and his manager and his catcher, you knew Cliff Lee just had that thing that was ticked a little differently upstairs. That's Bybee to me.
Well, I mean, Bybee, and I've talked about his path before. It's one of the more interesting MLB stories, like in order to get to the spot where then hit the massive payday, where you go as recently as just a few years ago, like he was almost forgotten, not only across like big league baseball, just baseball in general, almost flat out forgotten. And he's been able to really carve out this great career. It's been really cool to see, but like Gavin Stoff is just too irresistible to me.
I just think when it comes down, and maybe, listen, I'm trying to go maybe the bigger sample size. I think Gavin's still coming back off last year.
And listen, Gavin's got to fix some things, right? Like it's the Ohtani first pitch home run. It's like, why are you going fastball there right out of the gate to Ohtani? Yeah. And why are you giving up way more home runs on first pitches than anybody should? Also, one thing that I loved out of yesterday's game, was it two walks in total?
Yeah.
He leads baseball in walks, but when he has that type of command like he had yesterday, like there's just not many teams that can do much with it.
So the one thing I wish I could say about Tanner that I don't is that he is bomb-proof. Like there are certain, you mentioned Maddox. It was so rare to watch Maddox get bombed and shelled. He might give up four innings, or he might give up four runs, but it'll go nine innings, right? Tanner doesn't have that, as evident of his last start.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing, like the one flaw in my gimme Bybee over Gavin is they both can get shelled, even if I think Gavin can get shelled a little bit harder at this point. Let's go with Chris in Chicago. What's up, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, great show as usual.
We agree.
Thanks, Chris. What's up, man?
JP, I'm over by Orland Square Mall, if that rings any bells.
Oh, it does. I used to go there as a kid, and my aunt would take me. Every year, I would get we'd go on a little mall trip, and she'd buy me $50 worth of candy. I don't know why she came up with $50, but I used to get it from that mall. That was my $50 of candy every year.
$50 worth of candy?
That was it. Yeah, I was like,
diabetic?
Every year from age 6 to 15. And that was I had no idea why she set on the number, but we'd go in the candy store and she'd buy you get $50 worth of candy, and I'd go up and down and just pick out candy.
This is when candy, thing of Twizzlers, cost you $1.50 for the big bag.
I'd load up the hall for the long haul, really for a long time, Chris. That was months worth of candy.
He still has the candy, Chris.
Nice. Maybe you'll have to head over there then. Hey guys, real quick, what about Bieber? Don't you think he's the ace, or is it because he's not up yet, or might be gone after this year?
So
what are your thoughts on it?
I'm pretty excited about what we've heard about Bieber stuff and what he's doing at Arizona right now.
Yeah.
In his last start, he apparently was electric. Hammy mentioned that this weekend. And I actually think
Tristan McKenzie was not, by the way.
But he could be one day.
That was the update. He was not.
I don't think Bieber comes back as the ace. But if that, if Bieber's your number three starter when he comes back, that is a legitimate, you can win a World Series with those three pitchers. If
I do,
healthy.
Chris, though, I do think he enters the equation. The moment he comes back, I think we'll throw him right in the same mix and battle for who, if you had a game 100%. Seven, who would you want to line it up for? Or game one of a playoffs, for instance.
100%. 100%. I agree.
Excellent,
of course,
buddy.
I called in and said that, so I should agree.
We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris. All right, guys.
$50 worth of candy in 1997?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was every year up until I was 15 or so.
So it wasn't adjusted for inflation?
No, it started when I was... No, that's the thing. It always stayed $50. I don't know why. But it started when I had to be 6 or 7 years old, yeah. And it was just me
giving
and her.
A six-year-old $50 worth of candy is wild.
It was just me and her. Well, and so my sister, she took my niece, who's a little bit older than Charlotte is, and she took her to a candy store the last time we all saw each other. And I was like, you're going to get her $50 worth? She's like, no. But she can get like $25 worth.
I mean, $25 right. worth would have been a hell of a lot in 1997.
You remember it. You do remember it. That's all you're looking for is the lasting impact. I'll remember that till the day I die.
I mean, if my
you uncle... You load it up.
If my Uncle Richard, may he rest in peace, or my Aunt Wendy, whom may she rest in Fairlawn, because she just had a hip surgery, if they had bought me $50 worth of candy when I was 5 or 6 years old, I wouldn't be here, guys. The Beats would have got me.
Yeah, my parents never had an issue with it either. It was never like, that's fairness, too much candy.
In fairness,
never a thing.
It was the late 80s, early 90s.
They just parented different.
Like, they didn't parent. I mean, no, that's not right. they parented a lot less. All right? There was a lot of Drago, if he dies, he dies mentality. I don't know if that came from the hippie side of things or whether they just wanted to watch us fall down a bunch. But I'm just saying, we parent a little differently these days. $50 worth it. Good Lord. I'm like jealous, mad, and also grateful that it didn't happen.
And you'd load up the bags too, and you knew, because I had favorite candies at the time, but you knew it was like, doesn't matter. I can just put as much as I want in here, and it'll just, we'll be all right.
Tyler Dunn, host of Go Long Podcast, he says the Browns have a clearer quarterback path than Pittsburgh. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.